Allah Ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وكذلك نولي بعض الظالمين بعضا بما كانوا يكسبون. And thus we will make some of the wrongdoers allies of others for what they used to do. This is one translation. Shh, we can just be a little more quiet. So this can be seen from a few perspectives. Number one, on the micro scale, on the personal scale. The more sinful actions you do, it could be the case that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to replace your good company with evil company. So you'll be surrounded by the worst kind of people, al-zalimun. So we want to protect ourselves from that, and we want to improve our character and inshallah attract good people around us. This is on the personal scale. However, on the macro scale, the idea seems to be, wallahu alam, that this ayah has multiple interpretations. The first one being, نَجْعَلُ بَعْضَهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ بَعْضٍ فَالْمُؤْمِنِ وَلِيُّ الْمُؤْمِنِ So same idea, that you will find that oppressors, evil, tyrannical governments, whatever the case may be, these people will work with one another. We are both ruthless, we both have mutual interests, let's work together. However, another interpretation, it's quite beautiful that they go together. That the another interpretation is what? نَجْعَلُ بَعْضَهُمْ وُلَاتًا عَلَى بَعْضٍ أي نُسَلِّتُ بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ It could be the case that Allah is saying that we will make them rule over each other, meaning they'll become oppressors over each other. In other words, Allah is saying when there is a certain evil, tyrannical superpower that is oppressing others, it could be the case that Allah Ta'ala is going to put them in check by what? Other people that are also evil superpowers, oppressors, and so forth. And then finally, another interpretation is, نُتْبِعُ بَعْضَهُمْ بَعْضًا فِي النَّارِ We're going to make them follow each other into the fire. So if you take all three of these interpretations in one single ayah, Allah Ta'ala is talking about three different stages. Stage number one, oppressors say, hey, we can work with each other. And so that's exactly what they do. They cooperate for some sort of mutual benefit while stepping on the little guy. Then what? They turn on each other because of their exploitative nature. That's their nature. They exploit people. So they're going to backstab their own partners and allies, which is expected. And that's what that's their nature, so it compels them to be that way. And then finally, obviously when they die, they're going to have to answer for their deeds. And so because they followed each other in this, they will follow each other into the fire. So all three are implied in this ayah, so short, so eloquent, and yet so powerful. There are many different ayat talking about this. This sunnatullah, sunnatu halak fi zalimin, the sunnah of the destruction for the oppressors. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ That the oppressors will never succeed. They will try, they may have short-term successes, but in the end they will fail. Their plans will fail because Allah Ta'ala is above them. This is the critical point that I want to highlight tonight. That we need to have firm iman, firm yaqeen, firm conviction and certainty. That despite what we see happening in the world today, we know that Allah is in charge. And at the end of the day, every oppressor will get what's coming to them. Allah Ta'ala also says, وَإِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ لَفِي شِقَاقٍ بَعِيدٍ Indeed, the wrongdoers are in extreme dissension. You think that they are united. تَحْسَبْهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى You think they're united, but their hearts are divided. This is simply a fact. And so it could be the case that slowly but surely, you will see that their plots will come apart. How will they come apart? Allah Ta'ala actually mentioned it in the very same surah that we just finished, Surah Al-An'am. قُلْ هُوَ الْقَادِرُ عَلَىٰ أَن يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابًا مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ أَوْ مِنْ تَحْتِكُمْ مِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِكُمْ أَوْ يَلْبِسَكُمْ شِيعًا وَيُذِيقَ بَعْضَكُمْ بَأْسَ بَعْضٍ So Allah Ta'ala says three different possibilities. What can happen to an oppressive nation? A wrongdoing evil nation. It could be the case, Allah says, say that he is al-Qadir, he is fully able to do whatever he wills. And it could be the case that he will send you a punishment, what? That either comes from above you, from beneath your feet, or that he clothes you and enshrouds you with what? With sectarianism. And you become divided and then you taste each other's violence. Let's think about this. What does it mean to from above you? Could be your elite. What does it mean below you? It could be the people you look down on in society, the most poor. And could we not imagine such a case for those oppressive nations? That subhanAllah, you find that they're elite. They turn on each other. They start oppressing one another. Start taking advantage of one another. And then you see that the adab is coming from up top. Or it could be then the lower class, those who have been left behind, they don't care about the rule of law because they know it applies to them only and it doesn't apply to anybody else. So what happens? There is this revolution. And it could be the case that when such a thing happens, what's next? People start to divide each other based on what type of lines? Racial lines or, you know, other factors. We're going to stick with our group. We're going to stick with our group based on beliefs, based on ideas, based on whatever. And then you're going to feel the anger and the hatred and the violence of one another. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from an oppressive nation. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Final few points. The Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يُمْلِي لِلظَّالِمِ فَإِذَا أَخَذَهُ لَمْ يُفْلِتْهُ. That Allah Ta'ala said that Allah the Exalted and Glorious, He grants, He gives the oppressors time. He'll give them time. Go ahead, keep going. But then, when He lays His hand upon them, He does not let it off. In other words, once the azab, once the punishment, and once the destruction is set in motion, you will not see that it will, oh, let's just, you know, we can work on it, we can fix it. No, once it comes, it's going to come hard. So we have to ask Allah Ta'ala for protection from this. And furthermore, the Prophet says, إِنَّ النَّاسِ إِذَا رَأَوُ الظَّالِمِ فَلَمْ يَأْخُذُوا عَلَى يَدَيْهِ أَوْشَكَ أَنْ يَعُمَّهُمُ اللَّهُ بِعِقَابِهُمْ. When a people see a wrongdoer and they do not prevent him, Allah will soon punish them all. Allah Ta'ala will punish all of them. You know, it's very scary. You find that people complain, oh, in this country, the circumstances are getting worse, things are getting worse. But you don't find people saying, let's fix it. You always find people saying, what? Get rich enough so these problems don't bother you. make enough money so you can, you know, be above the rest. What about fixing the problem? No, don't worry about that. We're not fixing nothing. Well, we just have to be rich enough that the problems don't affect us. This is a very scary reality. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are protected from such a terrible fate, and we have to be with full certainty that any nation, doesn't matter where they are, doesn't matter how great they think they are, Fir'aun was worshipped, subhanAllah, on earth. Doesn't matter how big they think they are. At the end of the day, Allah Ta'ala is going to destroy any people who are oppressive and evil and doing zulm. And so we have to have conviction. This is a sunnah ilahiyah. This is a divine consistency or constant. May Allah Ta'ala make us of those who have full conviction. May Allah Ta'ala make us of those who pay attention to these ayat and know and understand that this is the truth. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.